Hey guys, Austin here from the San Marcos Escondido campus. I'm bringing you today's Daily Dose. We're starting a new series where we are highlighting some of the hidden gems in scripture, maybe a little line here or there, or a story or a person that doesn't get enough attention. And I'm gonna kind of cheat here because I'm gonna actually talk about a story of Jesus that's pretty well known, but I wanna pull one line out of it. And it comes to my mind because this week I'm at Comic-Con. San Diego Comic-Con is one of the biggest conventions in the world. And if you've never been, it's absolutely chaos. There are hundreds of thousands of people that jam into the convention center in San Diego, and you are just shoulder to shoulder, front to back with people, and it's kind of nasty. If you've ever been, you're like, yeah, I don't want to go there ever again, or you're like, yeah, I love this. Personally, I think it's so fun, and once a year we dive in and just go experience Comic-Con and have a ton of fun. But as soon as the doors open, or maybe there's this free exclusive, people are literally elbowing and clawing and pushing and shoving to get themselves in this best position possible to get this thing or this autograph or this picture, whatever it is. And what came to my mind with Comic-Con being this week is this verse in Luke chapter 14, where Jesus is going to have dinner at a Pharisee's house. And when he notices how people sit down at the table, here's what he says. Luke 14, verse 7. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say, give this man your seat. Then, humiliated, you have to take the least important seat. When you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. Verse 11 is where I want to highlight. He says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And you're going to find over and over in scripture this idea of just humbling yourself. And for me, that's a hidden gem because that is something that I deal with every single day. No matter where I go, I take my pride and my confidence in myself with me. And so often I have to break myself of that because if I'm not careful of doing it myself, life finds a way of humbling you pretty quickly. If it's not how your kid throws a fit in the store, it's maybe tripping and falling and embarrassing yourself in front of friends or whatever it is for you personally. But I know that as a human being, it's so easy to exalt yourself, to try to push yourself forward, to trample over somebody, metaphorically speaking, to get that promotion or gain money gain somewhere. And you just look behind you and you don't realize that you've pushed aside so many different people. And over in scripture, it says, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. I have written down in the margin of my Bible here, if you want to be someone, serve someone. And I don't know what the context of that was, but for me, that is a hidden gem. If I want to be somebody, I got to go out and serve the people in my life. I got to serve my wife every single day. I got to serve the people I work with, the people that work for me, with me. If they know that Austin is going to serve them, they're going to be my friend. They're going to push me forward, and I don't have to push myself forward that way. So for you going out today, if you want to be somebody at home, at work, at school, wherever you are today, if you want to be somebody, find somebody to serve. And I think God is going to just show you some amazing things. I don't know what that looks like, but I'm pretty sure you have something in mind. So go out today and serve somebody. Be like Jesus as he says, to humble, he who humbles himself will be exalted. I love that idea. And I think Jesus is going to do some amazing things in your life if you humble yourself and serve somebody.